500 is the number to call. Our question of the day, and it is a question for both Clemson and Carolina fans. If given the chance, would you like to see Clemson in the Southeastern Conference? So if you want to chime in on that. Got an interesting question on Facebook. Let me see if I can pull that up. Tyler asked me. No, he wanted to go. That's another way. Where is that message I got? If I can find it. Anyway, it was basically if South Carolina had not joined the SEC in 1992, do you think they would be a candidate for expansion now in the SEC? And my first thing was no, but then I got to thinking about it. I don't think they would have been, but then I got to thinking about it for several things. When we joined the SEC, we weren't in a conference.
Right.
We had left the ACC. So how would we have done as an independent? Would Carolina have gotten into another conference? And it all would depend on how Carolina would have played.
Right, yeah.
In those, what is that, almost 30 years now that we've been in the SEC?
Yes.
It would have depended on, if we'd become a powerhouse independent or a powerhouse in whatever conference
right.
we may have joined.
That's quite rare to be an independent powerhouse, yeah.
Maybe there would have been some interest. But if you take what South Carolina has done since joining the SEC and go by that, yeah, I don't think we even get a sniff.
Oh, no.
From the SEC.
No, it's last 10 years, more than likely not. And that's right. Obviously no offense to Gamecocks fans. That's just the way it's gone.
But I do think this, and I mean, I don't know. I don't. We'll never know. But when we got out of the ACC, it was 1971. We joined the SEC in 1992. So I'm thinking maybe when the ACC started to expand, we may have rejoined the ACC at some point.
Yeah, if that expansion right. would have happened then, yeah.
Maybe when they instead of when they added Boston College, Syracuse, mm-hmm. Pitt. Maybe South Carolina would have been part of that plan.
They
added Georgia Tech.
Right.
And Virginia Tech. Maybe South Carolina would have been part of that plan.
I think as of right now, though, what I've seen watching SEC football, South Carolina plays a good role in the SEC because it seems like every time they play somebody, yeah, they might be, a 12-point underdog. But there's a chance that, especially in the SEC, every week that the best team could get beat.
Right.
I think they do that role pretty well, even if it's not, you're not winning 9-10 games a season, but you are giving people a run for their money. I think that's a good role to have.
We've been fairly competitive.
Oh, absolutely.
Not in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like last 10 years, South Carolina's played a great role. Had some great games against Florida, Tennessee,
right.
everybody.
So, I mean, it was an interesting question.
Yeah, absolutely.
But right now, if you just had to go, if you had to take Carolina's body of work and assume that would have been their body of work, whatever, that they would, if they were to stay independent or to join another conference, there's no consistency there, and I don't think we would get a sniff from the SEC as they expand now to what they're doing.
Right, maybe like later on when they continue to add
right.
teams, but you're not – unfortunately, it's not Texas and Oklahoma and these Ohio states. You're at the bottom half of the
right.
SEC at the moment.
I mean, I can't say it enough. I mean, to be able to land Texas and Oklahoma, that's incredible.
Those are the
– to add those two brands, not just in football and basketball, women's basketball, baseball – it's just amazing what the Southeastern Conference gained by getting these two.
And I think a lot of people aren't looking at it as all the sports. I think we're just looking at it as football at the moment. But no, Texas and Oklahoma, like Joe was saying, are going to add incredible parts to baseball, to basketball. And then you look at the other top brands besides Texas and Oklahoma, who are the other powerhouses? Maybe a Michigan or Ohio State, Penn State. So grabbing these, you know, two teams that are in the top 10 right. biggest brands in the country is massive.
How about Baylor, the defending champion in basketball?
Yeah.
They may not even have a conference.
They were so good, too. That team was very, very good.
I mean, does somebody grab Baylor? I mean, they put a large investment in their football program. You know, they've been down a little bit. But basketball, baseball, women's basketball.
I feel like the SEC would try to grab Baylor as well at some point, or Pac-12.
I don't know. Again.
That's the thing.
None of us know the end game.
Yeah. It's all speculation.
But to answer the question, I don't think, going by Carolina's body of work, they would not be a twinkle in Greg Sankey's eye. Let's just put it that way.
Unfortunately not, at the moment. Yeah,
but now, if they'd have been better, you look at the football magazines, you barely see South Carolina.
Yeah.
They're not ranked in any poll.
No. No, they're never ranked in any poll, at least as of recently. Never really favored to win the SEC East. But, so I don't think at the moment answering that question they would be considered.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, it's Jim. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right. Hey, got a quick question about your Super Conference you've been talking about.
All right.
A question that didn't get answered in all the discussion about it. If they had a super conference with 32 teams, like you said, and those are the top 32, what happens when a team comes out from nowhere like Clemson did 5-6 years ago and comes up to where they should be competing for a top spot and there's no top spot for them to get? 32 teams are filled up. Do they kick somebody out and bring Clemson or whoever in? Or how would they handle that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I do think if we get to a point where we have super conference, whether it's 32 teams or three, whatever number it is, I mean, not knowing the number, not knowing what the goal is, I think what Clemson did would be very hard to do.
Would, but, you know, there's always a chance. Or what happens if one of the top teams falls on the nose, you know, say old Saban comes out in his wheelchair and says, boys, I retire, and 2 years later, Alabama can't whip the way out of a paper bag.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't have an answer to that. You could do what they do in soccer, and if somebody's not keeping up, you what is it, relegate him? Down,
yeah,
and bring another team up,
right,
or something like that. You might get thrown in a situation like that. That's getting way too far down the road now. I won't be alive when all that happens.
All right, Bobby. Well, I enjoyed the show. Have a good one.
Okay. I mean, there's so many scenarios out there.
Yeah, we did have a caller ask Bobby, a listener. They said they thought that Carolina joined the Metro Conference in 1992. Do you have any recollection?
We were in
that?
The Metro Conference, but not in football.
Oh, not in football.
Not
okay.
in football. We were an independent in football.
Oh, okay. And then Metro Conference right. in the other sports.
I don't believe we were in the Metro Conference in football, basketball, and baseball.
Okay.
The Metro Conference sucked too.
I was not aware of that.
That was all. I want to think we were out of the Metro Conference by 1992. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll have to go back and look that up. The Metro Conference sucked. Florida State was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Free Shoes University was
Louisville,
in it.
Louisville, Memphis, Florida State.
I had no idea about this Metro Conference.
Well, during the break, I will look up the Metro Conference. But for some reason, I thought we were out of the Metro Conference by then.
That's what he was thinking as well, but
good answer. I think the Metro Conference, like late 70s, early 80s, we were in the Metro Conference. And the Metro Conference kind of went away when other schools started doing their thing.
I wasn't around for too long.
I can't tell you how much the Metro Conference sucked. Because that conference, especially when it came to basketball, they looked out for Memphis and Louisville. in the games and stuff like that. But
really,
don't ever bring that up again. Give me nightmares. But I want to think we were never in the Metro Conference in football.
Okay.
We were independent.
Independent in football, in football. In basketball and baseball in the Metro
Conference. We played some good teams. We played Southern Cal, home and home,
ooh,
Michigan, Notre Dame.
That's what we could see kind of like happening now a little bit, right?
So we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
On the roadways right now, there are only a few issues. There is an accident downtown on the crosstown at Westcott Court. Definitely be careful there. Also, we are getting reports of an accident and a stalled auto on the interstate westbound out at mile marker 205. That is at Highway 78. And traffic is heavy from that area all the way back towards Montague, maybe a bit past mile marker 213. So do be careful right there. Elsewhere, there are some areas in West Ashley and Mount Pleasant where you're tapping the brakes, but for the most part, it is looking good. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar open for outdoor dining. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A stray thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. An evening thunderstorm in spots with a low around 76. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm around, a high around 84. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s Thursday and Friday, with scattered thunderstorms returning this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Car accident? Because getting more matters? Just call Joy. If you've received a quick offer from the insurance company, don't be relieved. Be suspicious. You can bet it's not enough. Not by a long shot. At the Joy Law Firm, we've gotten clients 10, 20, and even 50 times more than the insurance company's first offer. That's serious money that you can't afford to do without. Because getting more matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston. Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Get ready for lunch with Luke. Ugh, God, that's so corny. It's the Moro Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/foreabetterus.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Torn this boy apart like a neon dream. It just don't. And long neck eyes cold wind never broke my heart.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. More on the Metro Conference. South Carolina was in there later than I thought. They were a member of the Metro Conference. They left in 1991 and we joined the SEC 1992. We joined the Metro in 1983. Mm. I thought it was late 70s, so I was off there.
Do you know when the Metro Conference dissolved?
The Metro Conference eventually evolved into Conference USA.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Florida State left in 91. Virginia Tech left in 95. Georgia Tech left in 78. That's when they joined the ACC. Memphis left in 91. Looking at Cincinnati left in 91. So 1991 right there was kind of the big year. Virginia Tech left in 1995, joining the ACC. So I didn't realize we were there. We were in I had tried to mentally erase memories of the Metro Conference.
From all the bad baseball and basketball games.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, hi. Just following up on this conversation, this is Richard calling.
Hey.
Was South Carolina, was it one of the original eight members of the ACC, weren't they?
Believe so, yes.
I think it was the big, you know, the four Tobacco Road, Clemson and South Carolina, Maryland and Virginia.
Right.
Secondly, do you think they should have, well, first of all, why did they leave? Was it something to do with Frank McGuire and Paul Dietz, or why did they leave the ACC?
Frank McGuire had a lot to do with that. Probably a really, really bad mistake, but Frank McGuire, he didn't
was
get
it
along
something with something he had to do with North Carolina and Duke or something?
There was a, gosh, I'd have to, my mind, there was a kid named Mike Grosso that Frank McGuire wanted, Duke blocked him, but McGuire basically got tired of the Big Four running everything. The Reader's Digest version was that, yeah.
Was Dietzel the football coach at South Carolina?
Yeah, he was a football coach and athletic director, yes.
So I think, as I recall, something he was involved in this somehow.
Yeah,
too,
Frank McGuire was the most powerful man in the athletic department back in those days.
Yeah.
Whatever Frank wanted, he got.
So in hindsight, do you think it would have been better off for South Carolina to have stayed in the ACC?
Oh, yeah, I think anybody would tell you that. I don't know if we get it. If we stayed in the ACC, I don't know if we ever get in the SEC. But you got to wait. Was it worth it to be an independent and a member of the Metro Conference for 20 years before that SEC invitation came along? Me personally, yes, I think it was a big mistake.
So you think they should have stayed in the ACC and just stayed and never gone in the SEC?
Probably would have been better off overall, yes.
They probably wouldn't have gotten as much TV revenue, probably.
Right.
At least in football, anyway. All right, interesting.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. I mean, those are crazy days back then. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why South Carolina got out. Actually, Clemson was supposed to leave the ACC as well.
Really?
And then Clemson backed out.
Where were they supposed to go, the SEC?
I guess they were. Maybe they would have been in the Metro, too.
Mm.
Maybe they would have suffered.
Went to Conference
I mean, the
USA.
SEC, this happened back in the 70s.
Mm.
The SEC wasn't even a thought, as far as I know, of ever joining.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know. But yeah, Clemson was supposed to go to leave as well. At the same time, South Carolina did, and for whatever reason, they chose not to. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, I want to chime in on this thing. I'm old enough to remember. I'm a little bit younger than you, but you know, that's just a little bit younger than dirt. So Anyway, I didn't mean to say that about you. Hey, Grosso, remember that guy?
Yeah.
So Duke, somehow or another, they ruled that kid to be academically ineligible, and I think Duke led the way with that. And if my memory is correct, he was one of the top basketball players in the country.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So McGuire really got ticked off about that. And then there was a kid in South Carolina that played for the 49ers that a lot of people think may be the best football player ever, was Freddie Solomon.
Right.
And he came up a little short either on the SAT or grades, and he was going to go to South Carolina. And I'm saying he was an outstanding football player. I know you remember him.
Right.
But he ended up at the University of Tampa, which doesn't even have football anymore, unless it's changed to South Florida. I don't know if that's the same school or not. But I think academics and just the fact that North Carolina, there were four North Carolina schools, they kind of ran the show. And I think South Carolina just said, all right, we've had enough. We're going to get out of here. But we did win the ACC basketball championship last year and beat North Carolina when Joyce out-jumped Lee Dedman, and we beat them by 1 point in Greensboro. But I think it was academics and just not being treated fairly, or the perception of not being treated fairly. And it killed our basketball program, by the way. Just killed it. But in the long run, would I rather be in the SEC or the ACC? I think I'd rather be in the SEC.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, that was 1992.
Right.
What I'm saying, we got out of the ACC in 1971, I believe it was.
That's right.
And all I'm saying is the SEC didn't come knocking for 20 more years.
The Metro Conference was not a bad basketball conference. It was Louisville, Memphis, Cincinnati, Florida State, Virginia Tech. I think Tulane was in there at one point. Southern Miss. It was not a bad basketball conference.
Right.
They didn't compete in football, and I don't remember a whole lot about the baseball. I guess we played those teams in baseball, but hindsight, maybe we should have stayed in the ACC. But in the long run, I'd rather be where we are than in the ACC. $43 million last year, or the year before that, is the reason.
Right. I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Yeah, Metro, that was fun times. Mm. Fun times. Now I'm going to have nightmares tonight because of you people. It was a good basketball conference.
Yeah.
It really was.
Well, the schools you were telling me back in the 90s, there was some powerhouses.
I'm just telling you, if the Big Four ran the ACC, Louisville and Memphis ran the Metro Conference.
Did they? Okay.
It heavily favored Louisville.
And those are continually.
Any game you saw.
Really?
South Carolina against Louisville, there was some really shady refereeing.
Some home
I can tell you that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
This Charleston Sports Report is brought to you by the Joy Law Firm. Oklahoma and Texas have formally notified the SEC they are seeking an invitation for membership beginning July 1st, 2025, according to a joint statement from the flagship programs of the Big 12. According to a release sent to SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, the two universities look forward to the prospect of discussion regarding the matter. A distraught Simone Biles pulled out of the Olympic team final on Tuesday, leaving in the middle of the competition after struggling to land a vault. Biles said, "After the performance that I did not want to go into any of the other events second-guessing myself, so I thought it was better if I took a step back and let the girls go out there and do the job." The team took the silver medal. Biles said she has been trying to cope with the stress of competing at the Tokyo Olympics. The Citadel had four players earn preseason All-Southern Conference honors. It was announced at the league's media day. The Bulldogs have been picked to finish seventh in the league in a preseason vote by the head coaches. With this Charleston Sports Report, I'm Terry Bass.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. One thing bikers have in common, we don't put up with no BS. That's why after a motorcycle crash, you should call these guys, the Joy Law Firm.
Take it from Paul Senior. At the Joy Law Firm, we'll shoot you straight every time. If you don't need a lawyer, we'll tell you.
If you do, we'll help you.
And that's no BS. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
The River Dogs are home all week. Island Coastal Lager Dog Day tonight. Bring your dog for $2 hot dogs and beer. $5 off on a wicked ticket deal Wednesday on Kooks and Pokes night. Budweiser Thirsty Thursday starts the weekend. Tickets at riverdogs.com.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Dreaming of becoming a professional race car driver? Speeding around empty parking lots is a start, but going pro takes time. So does quitting smoking. It's not about stopping in one day. It's about starting with day one. You just need to take that first step. Get started on your journey toward a smoke-free life with the American Cancer Society. We'll give you the support and resources you need to quit smoking. The finish line is closer than you think. Learn more at cancer.org/smokeout.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the sun sinks down. Over the water, everything gets hotter when
welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Country Tune Tuesday, busy night here. A lot of baseball tonight. Olympics, Columbia in town to take on the River Dogs. In fact, they are underway. They have a doubleheader today. Game one started in the second inning with no score. Game two will be seven-inning game. Braves and Mets tonight. Game three of that series at 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. And the Battery in action tonight at 7 o'clock. They are at Loudoun United. So there you go. Good luck to all our local teams.
Loudoun, I've heard that they are a wagon. They are a horse. They're a very good team.
Couldn't tell you.
Me either. I was going to ask
is
you.
Is it Loudoun or Lowdown?
I like Lowdown better than
it's
Loudoun.
It's Loudoun. It's not Loudoun, New Hampshire. It's somewhere in Virginia.
Loudoun, Virginia. Well, I like Lowdown, Virginia.
Lowdown, Virginia.
That's where we're from.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers showed up today.
I'm pumped, Bobby.
He showed he had flip-flops, T-shirt, and like a semi-man bun.
Yeah, he looks like he's looking like he's going back to throwback Rodgers with the discount double check with the hair coming out of the helmet.
He looked like he was going to Folly Beach.
Yeah, he did. He's very cool, calm, and collected coming off that jet. But very excited to have Aaron playing football. That's what I love to see.
Yeah, there you go. So Packer fans can breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But you got him one more year, and basically the deal was that he'll be a free agent next year.
Yeah, it seems like a gentleman's agreement. Like, hey, coming back right. One more time, I'm going to do this, and then I'm gone, and then Jordan Love will come in. Hopefully he develops. But if Jordan Love started this year, I would have bet that they would have won 2 to 3 games.
Right.
Maybe.
Panthers arrived in Walford today.
Nice.
So training camps fixing to open up all over the NFL. I don't know why they think looking at players moving into a dorm is like newsworthy.
Oh, it's all for the social media content. You got to get them slow motion walking into the dorms. Are you, Bobby? Are you excited about Sam Darnold? Because I'm
interested to see. I think he's a better quarterback than what we saw in New York.
Yeah, it was just the Adam Gase curse. That's what
right.
That's what I'm hoping for. You know, like we're putting all of our chips in this guy at the moment. And yeah, he was last.
Well, what you mean we? He ain't in Dallas.
Well, I mean, me. Excuse me. I'm talking selfishly here. That's for me. But the Panthers are putting all their chips into this guy who was dead last in QBR over the last couple seasons. So, interesting.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times a change would do you good. I think he's with a much better coaching staff with the Panthers.
Right.
I like Matt Rhule. I didn't know how that was going to work out.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's going to be a pretty good NFL coach.
I'm hoping so. Gave him a big contract. You know, it goes Temple, Baylor, and now head coach of the Carolina Panthers. So
right.
I was a little confused about that at first. But, yeah, Joe Brady's a great coordinator. You know, he did well with Joe Burrow. So hopefully we can turn it around.
I mean, having a healthy McCaffrey back is half the battle.
Means so much. And DJ Moore, you know, the slot receiver, he's
right.
been playing very, very well. He's had 2,000-yard seasons, so.
He looked like he moved in today with a bunch of candy.
Did he?
Yeah, he looked like Blake coming to work.
I tell you what, I wish the lovely listeners could see the studio back here. We have
I think Blake's starting his own convenience store.
It seems like it. I mean, I think he solely is that Spinks over here in West Ashley is solely run on Blake Wells' business.
Oh, so laid back Aaron Rodgers is in camp.
Excited.
So that drama is over with. So anyway, also the NFL and the Players Association, they are at odds. I know, shocking that the NFL and the Players Association not getting along, but apparently the NFL wants the players to wear wristbands to identify unvaccinated players. The unvaccinated players would have to wear a wristband.
I don't see how super crazy that is.
The NFL Players Association thinks that's unnecessary.
Well, look, guys, I mean, we're going to know who's not vaccinated because you got to wear a mask in the facility. You can't eat with the team anyway. So
right.
I guess that's just adding on to a little bit extra. You know, what's going to make the difference? In practice, you're going to be wearing this wristband, and then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to stay away from you.
Well, when you've got 90 guys, you don't know a lot of them.
Right.
I don't see the problem in it. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, I saw Bruce Arian get real upset about the good old wristbands. Look, I mean, we're gonna have to do something because majority of the players are vaccinated,
right.
And the ones that aren't, we're gonna have to.
I
know.
Mean, if you're a vaccinated person, do you want to be around an unvaccinated person?
No, I honestly
see this how you have vaccinated people coming down with the new variant?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean,
so anyway, hey, if you need that car wash, Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. They are a full-service car wash to do detailing. You can check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com. But as we always say, you stop in. They're locally owned. One of the owners is always there. I've never been there when Phillip's not there. He's got the floppy hat on. He is at Cactus Car Wash right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. Go up to Phillip and say, hey, Phillip.
Phil.
Tell me about that $39.95 unlimited car wash deal.
Yeah, see what he says.
$39.95 And this will be a good week to have it.
Ooh, absolutely.
Because it rains one day, doesn't rain the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Or today, it'll rain 2 hours, sun 2 hours.
And then it was dark again.
And it's 1,000 degrees.
Charleston. This place will never.
Right now, we're in our sunny phase of Tuesday.
Yeah.
At least we were when I last checked, when we got some water at the top of the hour. Major League Baseball trade deadline is Friday, so we'll see if the Braves do anything there. Trevor Bauer's administrative leave, that has been extended through August 6th. Dodgers pitcher remains under investigation by Pasadena Police and Major League Baseball after a woman alleged he sexually assaulted her. And if you read what she was claimed he did, not good.
Not good, buddy. You can't have people like that in sports. If hopefully justice needs to be served, obviously.
Right.
So.
And we said yesterday, a majority of Dodger players don't want to have anything to do with him.
Yeah, and the same thing goes for Deshaun Watson. It's like, if you trade him, will that locker room just be like, oh, cool, yeah, hey, don't worry about it? I don't think so. These are professional athletes with wives and families and daughters. I don't think that's going to happen.
Most of the times you see when athletes get in trouble, you see their teammates step up and support them.
Yes, right.
And I haven't seen that from the Texans, and I haven't seen that from the Dodgers.
Oh, no,
in these two cases.
I think because when you're talking about sexual assault, it's like, all right, we will not support that here in the locker room. Like I said, families, you know, daughters, I don't see, and everybody's talking about right now Deshaun Watson potentially, you know, getting traded to the Eagles, and I've heard the Broncos, but do they really want a person like that, especially we don't know what's going on with the case?
Until I'm told he can play, I'm not gambling. That's too big of a gamble.
Yeah, because if you take him in, let's say this week, which
I think two more women filed complaints today.
Yeah. And
against Watson.
That brings the total up to what, like 26 or something like that? I don't think you can have that type of culture in your locker room if you want to build a winning program. Yeah, he's really good, but.
You know, back to the Aaron Rodgers situation, too, I did read today where one of the stipulations that he would come back is they go out and get Randall Cobb.
I did
and bring
see
him back.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. I don't know how old Randall is. I know that he's been around.
He's
the
not
league.
A spring chicken.
No, but if that's something that brought him back, good for Mark Murphy and the Packers.
Speaking of old, that men's volleyball player Phil something. Man. He's 41 years old.
Really? Out there at beach volleyball?
Phil Dalhauser or something. He's been playing men's volleyball forever.
He's been doing, I think, since like 2004 or 2008 he's been.
I mean, he's
been
41 years old, and he's still out there playing. Hats off to him. That's hope for me yet to make the Olympic team.
I'll tell you what, Bob. We get you out there doing beach volleyball? Are you crazy?
I think I'm going to take my talents to curling.
Yeah, I could see it. I was thinking about sports that in the Olympics that I could potentially medal at, and obviously none of them because these are athletes. But I started thinking, I said, oh, yeah, definitely curling, potentially some handball. I've been watching a lot of handball, and it is electrifying. There are some guys that look like insurance salesmen playing handball for their countries. It's lovely.
Oh, God. All right, we got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. We'll be right back. You're listening. Excuse me. You're listening to Fan Talk and Bobby Kauf here on 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
On the roadways right now, there are only a few issues. There is an accident downtown on the crosstown at Westcott Court. Definitely be careful there. Also, we are getting reports of an accident and a stalled auto on the interstate westbound out at mile marker 205. That is at Highway 78. And traffic is heavy from that area all the way back towards Montague, maybe a bit past mile marker 213. So do be careful right there. Elsewhere, there are some areas in West Ashley and Mount Pleasant where you're tapping the brakes, but for the most part, it is looking good. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar are open for outdoor dining. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A stray thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. An evening thunderstorm in spots with a low around 76. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a thunderstorm around, a high around 84. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s Thursday and Friday, with scattered thunderstorms returning this weekend. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
It's time to talk sports with Bobby Harden. Now, here's that football-loving, barbecue-eating host of Fan Talk, Bobby Harden.
On ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
But I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. You know, that could be a good theme song, walk-up music, for our next guest, our next caller.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I might
have
picked the right
one. I think that would be good good walk-up music for Sam.
I like it. I love it.
Sam, what do you want?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, how's my buddy Blake doing?
Blake's good.
He's playing secretary this week.
Secretary? What?
Yeah, he's up front filling in for a girl that's on vacation.
Okay, that I want to know.
Yeah.
Hey, may I ask you a big favor from you?
What's that?
So I got a letter from an assistant coach at CFC named J.D. Powell, goes to UGA. What do you think about the Georgia football season? How's it going to look?
Whose football season?
Georgia.
Georgia. They're going to be good. I think they're favored to win the East. They've got Really good defense coming back. You got a great offensive line.
JT Daniels
came on at the end of last year. So looks like they're settled at quarterback. They always have good running backs and tight ends. I think Georgia's going to be very good.
Well, here's another question, Bobby. You guys want to broadcast the radio station down here soon at my apartment?
Do I?
Wait, Sam, did you say that we should do a show from your apartment?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun, right? But we do have to be in here doing the show in studio, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I can come down whenever.
You got any crown in your apartment?
Sir?
Hold on, Trent. Let's get to specifics here. You got any Crown Royal and Coke in your apartment?
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go, baby.
What time you want us there?
Okay, how about around 6:30?
No, I mean, we're all there at 6.
You got the Braves on.
Okay, so here's the question. How's my boy Ronnie Acuna Jr. doing?
How's what?
How's Ronnie Acuna Jr. doing?
He's out for the year. Hopefully getting back by, I don't know if he'll be back by spring training, but hopefully he'll be back by the start of next year. So that's a big loss for the Braves.
So here's the thing, Bobby.
I saw a picture of him today. He was actually doing his rehab with Conor McGregor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess they're in the same rehab place.
Oh, here's a real question, Bobby, I'm having. I really do think the Braves will go to the World Series because the last time I heard from last year, the Cardinals swept the Braves. So I want to see the Braves going to the World Series besides the St. Louis Cardinals and the Dodgers.
Right. Well, you know, we were up 3-1 on the Dodgers in the NLCS.
Well, actually, I don't want to say something now, but I have to, but get out of my chest. I think the Dodgers are rubbing our faces because the last time they played last year at the World Series, Bobby, think about it.
There you go.
They cheated. That's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We'll go with that. Dodgers cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sam.
Hey, take care and come down to the CFC basketball game. Our home opener is on something on September or something.
Okay. All right.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs, Sam. Right,
man, I'll be glad when basketball season gets here for old Sam. He's been talking about that. Speaking of basketball, NBA draft coming up soon. Actually, it's this Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty quick
NBA
after
draft
the season.
Thursday night. Cade Cunningham, expected to be the number one pick, has signed a multi-year footwear and apparel deal with none other than Nike.
Mm. Shocker there.
And he was
obviously
at Nike school.
Yeah, so it kind of makes sense. A good transition.
Yeah, you don't think that deal was already in the works, do you? Also, 35-year-old Alex Ovechkin signed a 5-year, $47.5 million deal to return to the Washington Capitals. You know, everybody makes a big deal, and they should, about Tom Brady at his age.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy's, Ovechkin's 35 years old. Just signed a 5-year deal.
Playing hockey.
He gets hit more in one game than Tom Brady gets hit all season.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
And nobody says anything about Ovechkin.
And not to mention, they're also scrapping a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, you're getting hit in the face, getting a couple teeth knocked out. You can't knock Brady in the face. I mean, that's his moneymaker right there.
Oh, if you're hungry tonight, Home Team Barbecue, as always, tons of great stuff on special. West Ashley, they've got the green chili, brisket quesadilla. Downtown, they've got the pit smoked turkey sandwich. That comes with a side, Sullivan's Island. They got my favorite, the pork melt. That's pork and pimento cheese.
Ooh.
Good stuff. That comes with a side as well. Downtown, open 11 to 1. West Ashley, Sullivan's Island, they are open 11 to midnight. Home Team Barbecue, 3 locations here in Charleston, West Ashton, downtown Sullivan's Island, 5 points in Columbia, and the newest location, Lawrence Road, up in Greenville. So go see them.
Awesome. Great food. Great food.
Aaron needs the money.
Yeah.
They had a thing, you know, they had the tacos for Tom.
Right.
And I guess the manager downtown made a bet with the staff that if they sold over 1,000 tacos, that they could dump a bucket of white sauce. They sold like 1,900. And they put a video up today.
Really?
And all I could think of was all that good white sauce.
Going to waste.
Going on the ground.
Come on now. What's the overhead on that?
I don't know, man. Because I love their Alabama white sauce.
I haven't tried it yet.
I would have been tempted to sit over there with a cup or something, scraping it off the ground.
Holding out your hands like this while they're pouring it on there.
You know, filling up a bucket of it or something. But they dumped it. I mean, they big. What would that be? 5, 10 gallon?
Yeah.
Something like that?
10 gallon bucket?
Of Alabama white sauce on top of him.
Can you buy
And it just covered him.
Oh, really? Just all of his clothes and everything?
It just didn't roll off.
Because it's some thick sauce, too. So, I mean, it probably stuck around a little bit.
All that good white sauce all over the ground.
Can you buy their sauces?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You can get it. You can buy the sauce to go.
It's like sticky fingers.
Yep. I mean, I think just about everybody's doing that kind of stuff now.
Yeah, there are.
Bottling their own stuff.
Random sauces popping
up. Good stuff right there. Home Team Barbecue. So good job by Aaron and those guys with the tacos, Tom. They did very well with that. So update you on the poll real quick before we leave you. If I can get it to update. Here we go. The question we put up today, both for both Clemson and Carolina fans, if given the chance, would you like to see Clemson join the SEC? Clemson fans, 31.1% said yes, 15.1% said no. South Carolina fans, 22.6% said yes, and 31.1% said no. I'm surprised. I thought no from Carolina fans would be overwhelming.
I did too, yeah, especially when you first posted it. But
right.
I feel like some of the Clemson fans, obviously Clemson is a great, great program, but it's kind of like, oh, yeah, we could definitely play in the SEC. We could definitely have some tough competition. Let me tell you something. It's not Wake Forest. It's not Duke, you know, like where there's some stiff competition here in the SEC.
Here, David Shaw, the head coach at Stanford, kind of said something today that tells you how powerful a school can be in the SEC. Mm-hmm. He was asked about the NIL, and he said he was asked about the quarterback from Alabama, Bryce Young.
Yes.
Who's never played any.
No, and he's $1 million.
For the most part. Never started a game. He apparently has a seven-figure deal with somebody at Alabama. And he said, that's fair market value. He said, I don't think that's fair market value. That's Alabama value.
Mm.
And you think about what he said.
That is
why Oklahoma, another reason why Oklahoma and Texas are joining the Southeastern Conference.
Right, because exactly.
And that's what super conferences will do.
Absolutely. Yeah, he nailed it on the head. David Shaw gave a good recruiting pitch to it for Alabama for sure.
He really did. I don't know if he did it. I don't think he did it intentionally.
No.
But he certainly did.
But he gave them some
so
value.
So basically what he's saying, there's going to be a fair market value, and then there's going to be a big brand school value.
Which will be the SEC in the
right.
next couple of years, for sure.
So
for sure.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Appreciate everybody calling. Appreciate everybody listening. Thank you for doing that. And we'll be back tomorrow to do it all over again. Gene Savickoff tomorrow, Dr. David Geyer tomorrow, and who knows? We might have more conference expansion.
Who knows? Who knows?
And just can't wait to pick up, cut the computer on in the morning, see what the hell went on today.
So, see the news.
Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.